This episode was created on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Lekwungen and Wissanic people. CFUV has been around for over 30 years. In that time, we have worked with many radio hosts, all with their own unique experiences and stories. I'm setting out to find how CFUV has affected its community and to get an inside story on CFUV's DJs. I'm Max Monday, and this is Behind the Mic. I'm here today with Jackson of Overgrowth. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic.
That's good. That's
great
good.
Day today. I get the feeling that you might be.
Did I turn you on? You can tell me. Jackson became aware of CFUV when he was living in Nanaimo. It was there that he hosted his first radio show at CHLY, Nanaimo's community radio station.
When I was in high school, I was kind of DJing, getting into it. Really wanted to become a DJ, and the program director at Chili saw one of my shows and said, hey, do you want a radio show? There, it's a much different process than CFUV. It's much more relaxed, and they were looking for people to fill in slots because I guess a lot of programmers just left for the summer. So I went in with a resume and stuff like that and presented in my show, and I got my first show called The Jackson Show on Chili, and it was a great time. It was very stressful, but it was a lot of fun. It was awesome and kind of got me hooked on to radio. It was nothing I ever went into expecting to do. In high school, like, I always knew I wanted to do music and I wanted to DJ and produce and stuff like that. But at no point did radio cross my mind. I was like, oh, I'm going to do radio. Like, that just never came through. However, here I am, still doing it. Brothers, we all like joy. Ain't that fucking
kind of hard on you? Jackson's current show, Overgrowth, encompasses soul, hip-hop, and electronic, all in just an hour and a half of programming. How do you get all of these diverse genres to work together?
It stems from this concept that I've kind of come across in the past maybe 8 months or so, and it's that I've boiled down my favorite music taste to two artists. That's James Blake and Marvin Gaye, and I'll defend them till I die. I'm dead serious about it. Like, Marvin Gaye has such a stigma, and you think, like, let's get on, so cheesy and a cliche. He's a genius. And, like, when you listen to even Let's Get It On, the amount of emotion he puts into that song is ridiculous. And I also love the history behind it. And I could go on for hours about him. However, the soul and electronic and the hip-hop all kind of stem from those two. James Blake's definitely more electronic, has his soulful voice. And he kind of produces a little bit of hip-hop and has real interest in that. Marvin Gaye, complete soul. However, hip-hop has such a deep root in sampling soul that it kind of, you know, tumbles on top of itself. And I really love soul beats. It branches out from those two. And when you listen to my show, I think you can hear either one of the two at almost all times. So you're like, oh, I see how this is James Blake related. I see how this is Marvin Gaye related. And it always comes back to those two. We all talking about it.
Let's get it on. Hosting a program at CFUV isn't the only musical endeavor Jackson partakes in. He's also an accomplished, albeit young, DJ in the Victoria music scene.
It's a lot easier than people realize.
Okay.
It's definitely just putting yourself out there, being professional, being punctual. You kind of get a little, you know, once you do one gig right, you kind of have a foot to stand on. And you kind of go from there. So my first show in Victoria, I think, was Deja Vu, which is no longer around. And you kind of, not saying that Deja Vu was the bottom of the pile, but definitely wasn't the most popular club you can go to in Victoria. There's a reason it's closed down now, right? Not too many people were going there. And that's the first show you do. And, you know, you get to know connections. You start to realize that people who own Deja Vu also own Sugar. And that's a great connection. They know that you're punctual. They know that you're, you know, professional. I think the biggest thing is being self-sufficient. I make all my own posters, print my own tickets, put the posters up, be there an hour and a half early, you know, bring all my own gear. I'll bring, like, extra mixers, extra cables, everything. Like, I never want to be that person to roll up and be like, oh, you know, I forgot my RCA cable and blah, 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 and then it's this huge ordeal. I never want that to happen, and I never want that to be associated with me. So I make sure I bring, like, extra bags, like, crazy. Like, I'll bring stuff that I can't even use just in case that they need something for their equipment. I bring extra XLR cables. It's a huge thing that I just want to be associated with me, is that I'm always there on time, ready to play. So I think having that attitude helps you get more shows, and it just kind of builds and builds. And once you say you've done this show with so many people, it's easier in the email to be like, I can do this for you. And I see it as a very business point too. And you know, it is a business. The club wants to make money.
Yeah.
Right? Ultimately, they want to sell drinks, sell tickets. So how can they do that? You know, you type to them like, I brought so many people to my last show. Can we do deals this way? Or can I do a promotion that way? I'm on CFUV. And you just try to work it that way. And I think, you know, just sending out the right email can go a long way. So just been on doing that for the past year or so.
What is your favorite genre to spin?
Disco. You act like you've got
nothing to do. Disco?
Absolutely disco.
Seriously? I put my love in
on the line for you later. Disco, it makes it, it's the perfect genre. It's 120 BPM, which is perfect for dancing. It's easy to mix. It's for dancing. It's a genre for dancing, and I can't think of anything better than that. If I'm trying to spin records that, like, if I'm DJing, right, it's disco. I want people to dance.
How does playing live compare to playing a DJ set at CFUV?
I'm definitely much more, I mix a lot more when I'm doing live DJing. Mm-hmm. CFUV is kind of more just a playlist, if you will. I try to blend a little bit, but I'm not beat matching. I'm playing whatever I, you know, playing the songs in an order, but they might not be perfectly like key matched or tempo matched. And then a live show, you know, I'm not talking in it. I'm just, you know, and I kind of wish I was, right? Because the reason I love doing a CFU radio show is I can stop halfway through the set and say why I love this song and kind of win people over and give context. And I think that's really important to listening to music. Also, CFUV shows can be a lot more low-key.
Why is it important to have a show on CFUV that keeps people grooving and moving, if you will?
I guess right now in the world, you see a lot of trouble happening. You see a lot of problems everywhere, constantly. Whether it's money, whether it's people's lives, whether it's social issues, whether it's gender issues, whether it's, you know, race issues, things are happening and it's crazy right now out there. And while you have to put importance to it and you have to definitely take it always serious, it's hard to do it 24/7. There's a reason media and the news constantly is switching every story, right? You'll hear a story for like 18 hours and then it's on to the next thing, and you'll never hear of like that school shooting that happened. Or something like that, right? We move on so quickly because we can't stay in that moment, right? And I think a healthier way of dealing with that is finding the joy back in life. Because a lot of bad stuff happens in life. But also, there's a lot of good things that happen. And you got to appreciate those moments, because why else are we here than have a good time, right? If you're working and just, you know, feeling the hardships of life, why, right? Why aren't you moving? Why aren't you dancing? You gotta take all those things serious, but there also is another side to life. And so ultimately, you kind of need it to stay sane, to stay, you know, happy. And, you know, going back to John Lennon, right? Like, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be happy. It's hard to be happy. It's really hard to be happy. But I think a good path to it is music. And I think more importantly, it's music that makes you feel good. And boiling it back down to the very core of it, soul music, it feels good. It feels good to listen to, feels good to move to, and it's kind of undeniable, in my opinion. Not all of it, but some of it. Some of it, you just, when you listen to it, put some headphones on, you're in that right environment, it's undeniable. It makes you feel good, and I think that's really important for life.
Jackson plays keyboards and synth in Death Cart, the once solo project of Jackson's roommate, Curtis. This is the Death Cart song, Love Like Lobotomy.
So Curtis is my roommate now. We went to high school together. Mm-hmm. That's how we originally met, in performing arts class. It was a real funny way of how we became roommates. It was like midway through my first year, and I hadn't talked to Curtis probably since graduation. I had like moved to Victoria, and not that I was like, you know, oh, I'm never talking to Curtis again. It was just more like I'm in Victoria now, and like he's in Nanaimo. You know, it's just I'm not seeing him right now. So, but I get this text out of the blue. It's like, hey man, I'm coming down to UVic next year. Just want to live together. I was like, I have no plans, right? Sure. And so from there, we kind of moved in together, and it's been awesome. And he'd been doing his own solo project called Death Cart in that summer, and he put out the album Death Cart, self-titled. And then he was like, man, I want to do live shows, but it can't just be me. I need to fill out the band. So I was like, okay. He's like, do you want to play drums? I'm like, no. And can you play bass? I'm like, no. And he's like, well, the keyboard parts are really easy. I'm like, okay. And so from there, I became the keyboard player and the synth player. And then we found our bass player actually through the UVic Music Production Club. One of our first meetings, a guy there played bass. His name's Hamza. And kind of just approached him and was like, hey, you play bass. Do you want to join our band? He's like, sure. We did our first show at Logan's with no drummer and a MacBook computer as our drummer, a recorded track, and that could have gone a lot better of a show. However, after that, Curtis went to a party, I think a New Year's party, and found our now drummer Griffin there, and from there we've kind of just been Death Cart.
Now that Death Cart is starting to gain traction in the Victoria music scene, Jackson gets to see what CFUV can do for local artists.
Being a musician on CFUV, especially having your own show on CFUV, is awesome. I mean, you get to play your own music, and you kind of get this free promo. It's awesome. Also, CFUV puts on so many shows. While I personally haven't done a CFUV that's a lie. I might have done a support show by CFUV. Maybe. I don't know. Not 100% sure.
With Overgrowth, didn't you... Like, Audio Growth is a thing where you mix your music with Audio Death Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, we're both on CFUV, but it's not, like, sponsored by CFUV, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But we definitely bring... I definitely bring CFUV wherever I go, right? Mm-hmm. It's always in my back pocket. It's always, hey, I host a show on CFUV. And I mainly say that because CFUV has such a great name in Victoria. And it's, you know, a respectable name. Nice. Like, you have a show. So that's always a great feeling. And that's also how you get how I've been getting shows in Victoria, I feel like. It's having the name of CFUV behind you. It makes you a little bit more than just a bedroom producer. Reclining on a prayer, I'm declining to help. I've been lying to my body,
can't rely on myself. No, last year I got addicted. You've been involved with different community radio stations since you've been a teen in high school. Can you speak to us on the importance of local radio?
It's where you find different music. It's where you find handpicked music. It's where you find music that goes, you know, unlistened to by many people, especially now. I actually wrote a whole article kind of about why radio, community radio and college radio is important. And it boils down to the point where their music is so easy to access in this day and age. You got Spotify, you got iTunes. It's incredible. I mean, torrenting. I mean, no one should ever steal music, and no one ever has. But it's so easy. So easy. Clicks of buttons, and you get full discographies, right? And you just get it all right there, right then. You know, top 40 list. Like, you can go on and just download, like, Billboard's top 200 and just get all the songs right there at your doorstep. And what makes CFUV and Chili and all these college radios important is that for every show you listen to, there's a person behind that show or a couple people behind that show that have, like, sifted through tons of music. Tons of music. I know I listen to, like, I'm searching for songs about 2 or 3 hours every day. I'm on SoundCloud, Bandcamp, you know, it's so much music. And, like, you kind of get down to this routine of just, like, listening to everything, trying to find the right thing. And what makes it important is that you're hearing stuff that is handpicked that people think are important. And, you know, you might not like my music taste, you might not like someone else's music taste, but they care about it. And there's a lot of thought behind it. It's not, oh, Justin Bieber put out a new song, I guess it's going to be the biggest song in the world right now kind of thing. And you can't really deny the new Justin Bieber. Just going to put that out there. You can't deny Top 40. I'm going to say that as well. Top 40 is fun to listen to. Beyonce, are you kidding me? Top 40 is meant to be liked. They design it for you to like. And if you say, I don't like Top 40, you're lying. Because it's scientifically proven that it's like the perfect music to listen to a degree, right? You might have, like, you know, things that you hate about that certain person that tint your view on it. But, I mean, you know, when those songs come on and you know them, it's like, oh, God. Like, how do they make it so catchy? It's just incredibly, like, what do they do to it? And you can't deny that. But there's also other music out there. Music that's as equally as catchy that doesn't get nearly the same amount of press. Also, other radio stations, all this new, like, Spotify and stuff like that, they're giving you the new stuff. There's a lot of old stuff that people gloss over. Talking about the 80s and 90s, talking about the Beatles, right? I mean, I guess the Beatles are probably still played somewhere on the radio. Probably. But there's a ton of bands. I mean, disco, right? Disco gets glossed over in a lot of top 40 radio stations and rock stations. So what makes CFUV and Chili and all these stations really important is that you get something different. Something that people care about and something that, you know, I think every programmer here, when they're playing a song, they care about that song. I've never played a song on my show where I'm like, nah, I don't really care about this song. I've never given people a throwaway, and I really care about that. I'm really serious about, you know, every song I play, I'll fight for it. I won't fight for some as hard as others, obviously, because I can't like every song that much, but for the most part, it's, I like this song, and I think there's something to it, and I think you should listen to it for some reason. And I think that comes across in every other programmer's show as well. And I think that's really important.
Since high school, Jackson has been passionate about making soul and disco music accessible to everyone. His role in the Victoria music scene is ever-changing as he finds more ways to involve himself with it, and he uses Overgrowth to remind the people of the joy of life through dancing. Our last track is James Blake's Love What Happened Here. This episode of Behind the Mic included a conversation with Jackson, host of Overgrowth, which airs from 7:30 to 9 p.m. on Tuesdays. For more episodes of Behind the Mic, check out your favorite podcast provider or visit soundcloud.com/CFUV. Thank you.